Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'm sure you're familiar with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, do you know what John 3:17 says? Think about that, and we'll answer that question in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, our Bible question. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Or as the American Standard Version says, have eternal life. What does John 3:17 say? Well, here it is. For God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. Let me read Elam's notes on that. We read that God did not send his Son to condemn, but to save the world. God does not hate, but loves the world, and sent his Son to save the world. Jesus did not come to hunt up all the sins of the world, to sum them all up, and to prosecute and condemn the world. He knew the world was condemned already, and he came to call sinners to repentance, and to seek and to save the lost. He that believeth not hath been judged already, and Jesus brings the way of salvation. He that believeth on him is not judged or condemned. It is an active, obedient faith that saves. And we're going to read from John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, and also verse 35, where it says, he that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. If people in the church have the Spirit of Christ, they will, in gentleness and humility, try to restore all other members who have been overtaken in any trespass, but will not succor the company, hunting up all faults and mistakes against such in order to condemn them. Let me read to you John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21. In fact, I'm going to read to the end of the chapter. John chapter 3, beginning in verse 18. He that believeth on him is not judged, but he that believeth not hath been judged already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the judgment, that light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, and cometh not to the light, lest his work should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his works may be made manifest, that they have been wrought in God. John 3 and verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near Salmon, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. For there arose therefore questioning on the part of John's disciples with the Jews about purifying, and they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bore witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom that standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is of the earth, and the earth and of the earth he speaketh. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he hath seen and heard, of that he beareth witness, and no man receiveth his witness. He that hath received his witness hath set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh words of God, for he giveth not the Spirit by measure. The Father loved the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That's what brings this little Sunday school lesson to a close, but right at the end, there's a couple of little rhymes. Here's one by Edward Markham. On. Fear not nor falter, but give of your best. It is all that an angel can do. Leave the rest unto God. He is sure, and he loves more your flags when the powers of darkness have rent them to rags. The law of the soul is eternal endeavor, and bears the man onward and upward forever. And then this: the greatest joy to mortals given is inward joy of sins forgiven. With that, I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I come to the next Sunday school lesson, which was prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 24th, 1926. It is about Jesus and the Samaritan woman. It is found in the book of John, chapter 4. And I want to read that chapter to you at this time. John chapter 4 and verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs pass through Samaria. So he cometh to the city of the Samaritans called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his sons, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Every one that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up unto eternal life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come all the way hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come thither. The woman answered and said unto her, him, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou saidest well, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and him who thou now hast is not thy husband. This thou hast said truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall ye worship the Father. Ye worship that which ye know not. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be his worshippers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, he that is called Christ. When he come, he will declare unto us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. John 4 and verse 27. And upon this came his disciples, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why speakest thou with her? So the woman left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Can this be the Christ? And they went out of the city and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. The disciples therefore said to one another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to accomplish his work. Say ye not, there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit into life eternal, that he that soweth and that he reapeth may rejoice together. For therein is the saying true, One soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that which ye have not labored. Others have labored, and ye enter into their labor. And from that city many Samaritans believed on him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me all things ever I did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they besought him to abide with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, Now we believe not because of thy speaking, for we have heard for ourselves and know in that this indeed is the Savior of the world. I'm going to end that reading there. This comes to John chapter 4 and verse 41. And, of course, this is the story of Jesus and that woman, the Samaritan woman. I often call her the woman of the well. The golden text for this lesson is Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in our next class, we'll read the devotional reading. And you may want to mark that in your Bible, Isaiah Chapter 55, verses 1 through 11. This took place at a place called Sychar. It's the ancient Shechem. It's famous in early history of Bible. It was about 40 miles north of Jerusalem and situated between Mount Jezreel and Mount Ebal, the mounts of blessing and cursing that we read about in Joshua chapter 8. Abraham encamped here in Genesis 12 and verse 6, and here the covenant was renewed after Joshua had conquered Cana. Joshua 24. It was on the road from Judea to Galilee, and Jacob had bought this ground of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 400 pieces of money and erected an altar there, El Elohi Israel. that is the God of Israel,